My poster is entitled Babbling Bad Pups and Human Infants, Common Features in the Babbling Behavior of Vocal Learners. My aim is to answer the question whether there are shared features between infant canonical babbling and the conspicuous vocal behavior, termed babbling, observed in Sacoptrix biliniata bad pups. In human speech acquisition, canonical babbling is one of the most crucial steps to master language learning. Therefore, it is interesting to see if there are universal characteristics between babbling species. Babbling behavior or babbling bouts in pups have an average duration of 7 minutes, are highly conspicuous, and produced throughout the entire day, over a course of 8 to 10 weeks. On my poster, you can find the 8 features which, on one hand, are characteristics of canonical infant babbling, and on the other hand, were found to be present also in pup babbling. I will list them, starting with the first fact that pup babbling starts early in ontogeny, about 2 to 3 weeks after birth. Second, you can find an excerpt of a babbling bout and the structure it is composed of. The basic units, the syllables are combined into longer sequences, the syllable trains, which themselves are the basic units of babbling bouts. Those syllable trains are dominated by repetitions of the same syllable type, leading to repetitiveness. Third, bad babbling is composed of adult syllable types which correspond to the ones you find in the adult vocal repertoire. But they also contain so-called transition syllables, non-adult vocal elements. Fourth, those transition syllables lead to vocal overproduction. This seems to be a possibility to train and gain more motor control over the course of ontogeny. Fifth, the adult repertoire consists of 25 distinct syllable types, and interestingly, none of the pups acquired the entire repertoire during ontogeny, only a subset. Sixth, the syllable acquisition pattern is a nonlinear one, meaning that pups do not acquire new syllables at a regular frequency rate. Instead, they acquire a lot of new syllables at once within the 10 first days after babbling starts. During the remaining babbling phase, only a few more additional syllable types are acquired at an infrequent rate. Seventh, furthermore, when investigating babbling bouts, we also analyzed whether the babbling itself was correlated with a specific context or whether the adult syllable types were produced in the same context when used by adult ones and pups. Neither was true, showing that babbling is meaningless. Eighth, babbling is universal. All of the features mentioned before are equally present in both sexes, which stands in major contrast to songbirds, where only juvenile males babble. And also, those 7 features are present in both genetically different populations we investigated. To sum up, by now, beside humans, Sacoptrix biliniata is the only mammalian vocal production learner which goes through a babbling stage, which is highly reminiscent to infant canonical babbling.